Zuma's lawyers say he suffers from multiple comorbidities, but refuse to disclose what they are, saying they're private. Whatever the ailments are, prison's boss and Zuma's political ally, Arthur Fraser, deemed them to be grounds to free him in September, going against his own medical parole board, which said the former president didn't qualify. Zuma's now under so-called house arrest at his luxury estate in his hometown of Nkandla in KwaZulu-Natal province. But the advocate for the three groups who want Zuma back behind bars, Ismail Jami, told a judge Fraser had no solid ground on which to release Zuma.
The A requirements, terminal disease or physical incapacity, can only be decided and determined by a doctor, a medical practitioner. The functionary who acted in this matter, Mr. Fraser, who was the National Commissioner at the time, is not a medical practitioner. He has no medical knowledge or expertise. He's not in a position to make that decision as to whether any particular inmate is suffering from a terminal disease or condition or is physically incapacitated in the manner required.
Shortly after his release, Zuma was spotted in a casino meeting with friends. He also held several press conferences. 3 weeks ago, he arrived in a fleet of black SUVs at his local polling station to vote during the local government election. Zuma was his usual jovial self, cracking jokes with supporters and encouraging people to vote for the African National Congress. His advocate, Thabani Masuku, claims the former president's public appearances aren't evidence that he's healthy and isn't seriously ill. Masuku says those trying to return his client to jail have a political agenda.
What they're really seeking to do is to humiliate Mr. Zuma. It is also to ensure that he only comes out of prison when he is on a wheelchair, or he comes out of prison when he's about to die.
The lawyer says Fraser had the legal power to overrule his medical parole board and to use the diagnosis made by Zuma's personal physician to release him. That may be so, says legal expert William Booth, but that's not what the judge must consider when deciding whether to return Zuma to his prison cell.
I'm not sure exactly what medical reports were submitted to the parole board, but the test is whether or not Mr. Zuma is in a critical situation medically for him to have been released. Is the decision that was made of such a nature that the person making it applied their minds properly to all the facts?
Booth says if Zuma is ordered back to jail to serve the rest of his sentence, the former president would no doubt appeal.
So, you know, you could still have a long process. We look at the history of Mr. Zuma's matters. Every single one seems to go from one court to the other, and all the rulings have been pretty much against him.
Judge Elias Matojane says he'll give a ruling as soon as possible. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.